This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking fashion and we're talking reject clothing. We find them in stores and sometimes these are not the stores where we would usually find that particular brand. And the price is normally very good, you know, for the kind of brands that we're going for, the kind of brand names that you find in those stores. The price is like, so it's almost giving counterfeit. So which is why we also want to find out today what the difference is between counterfeit as well as reject clothing, right? But to help us with this conversation, from Emerald Stone, I'm joined on the line by Kumutso Dalani. Good morning, Kumutso. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Chekani. How are you doing?
I am great, thank you. We're talking reject clothing today. So let's talk about that. What are reject clothes and do they differ from a dupe?
I thought of the morning to the listeners. So the reject clothing are determined by few things that us we won't see, right?
Okay.
For an example, a thread, a stitch must go a certain way. There's a standard that needs to be met, right? So if a manufacturer doesn't meet that standard, that automatically becomes a reject. You might see maybe a label being almost the same place, but not with dimension. That also is a reject. Yeah, because there is somebody who is responsible for looking out for the quality. And they call them the quality controllers.
Yeah.
They need to make sure that when I say I'm supplying 20 hoodies to a certain brand, when they want their brand to be a certain thread to run this way, it must be that way. When they want the label to be put on this kind of dimension, the distance from the left, the right, the center must be the same.
Sure. So, for instance, if I have Hlekani jeans and Hlekani jeans, the zip is not quite straightforward. Maybe it's tilting a little bit to the left. That becomes a reject because the zip is not straight up.
Yeah. So, the misprint is everything. The color shade is everything. So, maybe Hlekani, you said you wanted a burgundy. I bring you maroon. That's a reject. And then maybe the button, you wanted gold or you want a certain color. I bring you the wrong button. That's a reject.
Sure. So
and then the size, you wanted the UK size, I gave you the Chinese size or the London size. That is a reject.
So how does it then differ from a dupe or a counterfeit? We want to know, okay?
So when we speak about a dupe, we can call them the Fong Kongs. They are known as Fong Kongs in South Africa, right?
Yeah.
Those are manufactured by the people that were not initially selected as the rightful factory manufacturers. For an example, Hlekani, you said Kumutso must manufacture your Hlekani jeans.
Yeah.
And Hlekani jeans is now made to be a luxurious jeans.
Yeah.
But there's somebody maybe who once came to the factory store or bought it, and then they feel like they can do the same thing, they will go and replicate it. The replica, they'll replicate it, but they'll miss out on certain things because where you get your fabric is not going to be where they get their fabric.
Yeah.
And sometimes, yes, how you want your standard of quality won't be the same as theirs. So they will replicate it and almost get it, but not the right way. And sure. Sometimes if you don't know the brand, you would not see.
Absolutely. So what then is the benefit of, because if it's a reject, then it's not a dupe, it's just a reject. So what is then the benefit of these kind of clothing? Because we do see them going into circulation and people being able to buy them.
So I'm going to say I'm one of the people who goes and gets the reject because they're much cheaper. They are wearable.
Yeah.
Most of the standards are met, but maybe a few standards that a supplier cannot compromise on.
Yeah.
That's a little nyana era. It's not really like a total era. It's a little nyana era. And sometimes it's the bigger size, and maybe that size is my size. Now I'm saying if people want to go and get the reject, let them go because it's just a smaller reject by the main person who sells, but it's not like a dupe.
Sure. So without mentioning any brand names, what kind of stores usually can we buy reject from? Is it the normal chain stores, you know, the big branded names at the malls, or are we looking at factories? What kind of stores are we talking about here?
There are factories, and then there are discount outlets. Some are thrift stores, some they are street markets, some they are online discount retailers, some they are bulk sellers, you know. So those are the ones. So let me mention them again so that people are not going to be confused.
Yeah.
You got your factory outlet. They could even name it Kumuso factory outlet.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If Kumuso, we were giving an example with Shekani. It's going to be Shekani factory outlet.
Yeah.
Then the street market would be people who go to Shekani and then get it at bulk and come and put a smaller than a margin. Then there's a thrift store. Normally the thrift store, they go buy secondhand. But because other people don't want secondhand, they'll go look for the reject and then come and bring them in there. There are online discount retail stores. So it's going to be Shekani online. It has to have a discount and a retail store in it.
Sure. Thank you so much for taking time and having this chat with me. I really do appreciate it. How do people get in touch with Emerald Stone?
Kumuso Galani on all social medias. And on my social media, I've tagged all the businesses that I do. And for those that don't know, I'm your financial lord. I make sure that your finances are very suitable and nice like you. So I do that as well. So I'm a financial expert.
Thank you so much, Kumuso. I do appreciate your time. There you have it. It's not counterfeit. It's not a duplicate or a dupe. It's just a reject. It just didn't meet the standard. You know, you wanted white threading and they gave you cream white threading, you know, for example. But the material, the factory, the people who are producing these things, they are the same people. They just maybe made a mistake and oopsie here and there, and they can't sell that as it doesn't meet quality standards. So those are rejects. You're not wearing a fake. You're just wearing a reject. It just has black thread instead of white. So without mentioning any brand names, what is the most expensive clothing item that you own? And did you buy it where they sell it, where it's originally sold? Or did you buy it at some other reseller? Maybe it's even a reject. Let me know on 079-899-6226.
Was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.